was unhurted.
No. He told you that once upon a time a group of people came to the mosque, foreigners, and sat down. In that time there was no motel reservation or hotel reservation, so they didn't know what to do. So the Prophet said, okay, everybody take one to your house, and everybody pick someone to come to my house. There was one who was fat, big, and it was obvious that he has a big appetite. Nobody took him. Then what? The Prophet took him. The Prophet took him, and there was the dinner, and the guy sat down and ate it all. The portion of everybody. He just have it. Because he didn't give a damn about the presence of the others. He didn't give a damn that he is a guest. He was me. Big I. Okay? Did you get it? Okay. This guy ate everything and went to his bedroom. One handmaiden. Do you remember what handmaiden is? First paragraph, first book. That Kaniz. Here there is a Kaniz. That logical fellow was angry. So he chained, locked the door of his bedroom. So midnight he woke up, he needed the bathroom, and he couldn't get out. He went and he slept, and he dreamed that he's in a comfortable place, he could release himself, and he did it. And early in the morning he woke up with his pants full of shit. Then what? Now, first of all, Muhammad opened the door for him to release him in a way that he doesn't see who opened it. Muhammad will do it secretly. The guy will run away. Then the other people, they bring that stuff to the Muhammad and say, this is what he did. He said, okay, doesn't matter. I will wash it. They said, no, we'll wash it. He said, no, it's mine. I will wash it. And nobody knew why. Do you know why? That's the point. Okay, that guy who is running away, suddenly he realized that he is missing something. Some little statue, maybe a tasbih or something like that. He goes back. Why? I tell you who he is. I. Me. So he goes back for that statue. Then what happens? He arrives when Prophet is washing his bed. Then everything changes. Did you get it? I don't think so. I said that part of you, that one who has the appetite, will shed to himself actually, practically. And he doesn't get it until the moment that he will see a prophet doing it, then he will change. This is the system. This is how the system works. You have to know that you don't get it. Even when you do the wrong stuff, you don't get it. The only time you get it is a shameful time, which is made by these elevated people, the prophets. These fellow will manage to show you, because if you don't have that big shame, you don't wake up. You look for your benefits only. That shame is not in you. What should we do? Think about it. This is the first stuff. I just explained it to you that there is something in you, you don't get it. When you think about, when I say appetite, wanting something, you don't think about that one. You think about the good part of you. Yes, I want to have this, I want to have this to help those, blah, 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 all of this, that. I want to win the lotto to give money to everyone and blah, blah, blah. These are nonsense. You should face the situation. Like the guy who learned from that. Okay, this was the story. It's not finished yet. Then he said, when he came back, everything changed. Why? Suddenly he realized that when I'm talking about bullshit, I'm talking about shit. Where is it? What is shit? There is something in you, isn't it? That's what I'm talking about. This is what we don't get. When they talk about shit, we don't think about, yes, is in me. Is someone who is empty completely? No. It's always there, but you don't pay attention to it. The greed is like that. Greed is hidden in me. It's a part of me. It doesn't show off like I'm the bad fellow, I'm the greed. You say, I am the appetite. I like it. I love that. What is the problem with someone who says, I love my car? He doesn't know what love is. That's, I want my car, I like, but I love? Love doesn't go there. This is the first stuff. And he ended that, listen, your logic should be befriend with another logic to grow up. Remember we? This is not something that you could do it alone. This is not something that this fellow, without the help of the Prophet, could never do it. Do you remember the first step was to find someone outside? This is something that he said. Therefore, associate your intelligence with the intelligence of a friend. Recite, talking, counsel, and practice. This is the last verse of this story, right? Then he said, now there is a welcoming, a beautiful thing that will happen after that, when the guy will be transformed. When Prophet will take care of him, he will cry, remember, he will say, don't, and this and this and this, because he said, in this court of the judge who pronounces the decree, we are present for the purpose of our claim. Which doesn't give me anything, because in Persian is a little bit different. That here, this universe is the universe of judgment and consequences. This is Qazi wa Qaza. This is the place, the room for judgment and consequence. And we are all here for one thing only, which is the first question. Do you remember? Alastu bi Rabbikum. Am I your creator? So we are here for that, to understand this connection. Not the connection of animal and my life. Connection of a spirit and my life. That's what should I discover. This greed, this I doesn't let me to get to that we. Then, explaining that prayer and fasting are all external things, are with necessary to the inner light. The next paragraph, what was that? I said, okay, I told you this, all of this, remember all the stuff that you do, like the prayer, fasting, and this and that and that, all of this are some physical act that you're doing and are external, but these will give you the idea that something internal exists. How? We don't know, but we have the witness of the existence. That was the last paragraph. And it goes on again. Why? Because he hasn't finished yet. He just started with that story to bring an example, then the act of that prophet, then the act of this fellow, then put them all aside, let's talk in general. In general, he talked about all the prayers and the stuff that you do, all of this are somehow guiding us to understand that there is something inside, that temptation, that consciousness which is inside. That was the last paragraph. Did it change a little bit, all of these explanations?
I think that the section that I'm having trouble with is the very end of that paragraph, where he's talking about the witness to the inner light, and then 191. If he acts as a cupbearer, then the two witnesses are invalidated in the court of divine justice.
Read that again, please.
If he acts as a cupbearer, then the two witnesses are invalidated in the court of divine justice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to talk about various other forms of where the reality is hidden or appears in another way.
Why it comes to all of this? Look at it. He was explaining something, which is what? Which is that there are the stuff outside which could lead us to understand what's inside, right? This was it. So he was talking about it, then he arrives to what? Do you remember? We are beyond the logic. It's not logical. What is illogical here? We don't understand the reaction. We all talk about acting, going towards God. What is the reaction of God? If we talk about it, you start to put some logic in it. And most of the time it's illogical, because the logical part is what is here. The illogical stuff is that gift that he will give to that exceptional and do that and do that. And he says, okay, let's look at that exception. What is that exception? We are talking about whatever you do. Whatever you do, that's a good question. It depends why you do it. Because maybe we see you to put something for the birds to have. Oh, what a lovely fellow is feeding the birds. Then we realize, no, this is the trap and you catch them. Then what? Said, when we're talking about our actions, we should go deeper and deeper to understand why you do this. Because what is believing in something and hoping for the best, or believing in the negative and wishing for the worst? He said, you should not forget, we talked about yin and yang, is duality. Here we're talking about whatever this attraction is the response to that pulling stuff, that attraction. But this gets a little bit complicated. Which part is me? Which part is him? He is complete. So he could do the best and he could punish you the worst. Then what?